So, does anyone want a cat? Okay. She's 10 years old, sweet, affectionate, and purrs like there's no tomorrow. She has one tiny problem. She really likes climbing up Christmas trees. Do I have some takers? Okay, we'll all talk after this. Now, I'm talking about our cat, Daisy. Our other cat, Violet, her sister, is afraid of heights. Go figure. Ever since we put up the Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving, Daisy keeps climbing the tree. When she first did it, we were all scared that the ornaments would fall off, or at worst, topple the whole tree over. So I would get her out, and I would tell her, don't do that again. Because talking to cats is always the right thing to do. And it worked for about 5 minutes. And then she was back up the tree again. So for the next day, the family would have to get her down from the tree at least 10 times. And by the end of that second day, we just quit. We said, okay, Daisy, you win. You can climb, you can stay, you can leap to your cat tree. Just watch for the ornaments. Now, of course, that she understood. But she was determined to get back to that tree. And now I think I know why. You see, the kids can't get to her in the tree. Violet can't get to her. The tree is where she feels safe. That need to feel safe, it gets me thinking about us as we gather here tonight. How many of you are tired? It's okay, don't worry, I'm not going to volunteer you for anything. I'm just getting an honest assessment here. And I don't mean tired from shopping and for all the things that go into Christmas, but just overall tired. I'll admit it, I'm tired, especially lately. When my alarm goes off in the morning, I pray to the good Lord to give me an extra 5-9 hours of sleep, and I will be good to go. It's no fun waking up tired, and your day is only minutes old. And I know it's not just me. Back in 2017, the National Safety Council released a report where almost half of the people surveyed admitted they don't get enough sleep to perform their jobs. 81% had jobs that were high risks of fatigue, and 97% of them said they have at least one risk factor that led to fatigue, such as working at night or early in the morning, long shifts that had no breaks, working more than 50 hours a week, and then long commutes. So we are tired. We are overwhelmed. And when we are tired and overwhelmed, we find ourselves questioning our purpose and our identity. So what do we do when we feel this way? Where do we go? Answer: we find our safe place. I don't mean running up the nearest Christmas tree, so don't get any ideas. I mean we run back to the manger. Every Christmas Eve, we run back to the place and to the person that offers us safety, peace, and rest. For it is on this night that we celebrate the moment and the place when God became one of us, fully born, fully human. in a place that was built for farm animals, but on this night was the home for the one person that would change the world. The manger certainly was a place of rest and peace after Joseph and Mary had traveled some distance from Nazareth to Bethlehem, only to find no room in the town or in the inn, and Mary was ready to give birth. And trust me, when the baby is ready to come out, the baby is ready to come out. The manger was a place of safety for the shepherds. The shepherds were not in a place of power or influence in society. They were not highly thought of or respected. Methodist pastor Matt Myoski gave a great illustration. Let's say in a game of kickball, when choosing sides, the shepherds would be picked last. It is the manger where the shepherds find a safe place where they can be themselves as they are. And it is a place where they receive a new identity, witnesses. Instead of being last, they are the first to witness God coming to us, and they are the first to share this news, this good news. Tonight, the manger is our safe place. So whatever stresses us, makes us tired, makes us fret, we can bring it to the manger, all that weighs us down, and we can drop it right there on the floor. Just make sure you don't hit any of the animals. You drop it, and God will pick it up. And the rest comes in many forms. A day off, a trip to see family, family or friends who make the trip to see you, a song that brings joy in your heart. It also comes in the form of you're ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. You're making and serving a hot meal on Christmas Day. In fact, we do that here tomorrow at 4 p.m. for our homeless brothers and sisters. It could be you're checking in on someone who is grieving over a lost loved one at this time of the year. Or it can come in the form of a cat who spends all day climbing a Christmas tree and then at night comes and sleeps beside you, making sure she's as close and snug to you as possible. That is rest as well. That is peace. And in that rest, we can understand the full meaning of Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. And not just at the manger, but in all that we do and everywhere we go. Jesus, God, does not stay in the manger. Jesus, God, goes with us, which is the best present we could ask for this year. And it is a present that God is happy to give us. As Jesus would say later on, in his ministry, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Merry Christmas.